Welcome back to another high-octane episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, your navigator through the labyrinth of all things tech and AI.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions that are probably bouncing around in your head. Today, we're diving into something big, the release of GPT-5.5 by OpenAI. It's not just any old update, right, Alex?
Absolutely, Jamie. GPT-5.5 is the first fully retrained base model since GPT-4.5. It's like getting a brand new engine in your car rather than just tweaking the old one.
Oh, a whole new engine sounds fancy. So what makes this model a game changer?
Well, for starters, it's hitting some impressive numbers on benchmarks like TerminalBench 2.0, GDPVal, and more. It's designed to be more adept at tasks that involve planning and using tools, kind of like having a super smart assistant who's great at using a computer.
So you're telling me it can do my job better than me?
Well, it might not replace your charm, Jamie, but it could probably help manage our podcast uploads.
Fair enough. Let's talk brass tacks. How does it stack up against other models like Claude Opus 4.7?
Great question. GPT-5.5 edges out on tasks like operating systems and complex command line workflows, while Opus 4.7 still holds a slight advantage in coding scenarios, particularly with GitHub issues.
So, if I needed help with some hardcore coding, I might lean towards Opus 4.7, but for broader tasks, GPT-5.5 is my go-to?
Exactly. It's all about choosing the right tool for the job. Speaking of tools, the pricing on GPT-5.5 has doubled compared to its predecessor, GPT-5.4.
Double the price. They must really believe in this model's capabilities.
They do, and they argue that it's more efficient, needing fewer tokens to complete tasks, which could balance out the cost in the long run.
Efficiency is key. Now, when can people actually start using GPT-5.5?
As of now, it's live in ChatGPT for various subscription plans, but the broader API access is still marked as coming soon. They're being cautious, probably to ensure everything is secure and stable.
Got it. So, no rushing this one. Any final thoughts on why our tech heads should keep an eye on this release?
Well, GPT-5.5 represents a significant leap towards models that can handle more complex, multi-step tasks reliably. For anyone building systems that require high-level AI interaction, it's a glimpse into the future of where AI capabilities are headed.
A future I'm both excited and a tiny bit nervous about.
That's the spirit, Jamie. And to all our listeners, whether you're AI enthusiasts or just tech curious, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and join us next time as we decode more tech mysteries. Until then, keep those circuits cool and your curiosity hot.
Catch you on the digital flip side.
Bye, everyone.